countries via over 60 radio stations. CTS Productions. Clearing the static to bring you great radio.
Welcome to Clearing the Static, the radio show that talks about radio. I am the Radio Kid. Bob Cavanaugh here once again with me for show number 2211.
Yes, 22. Wow, middle of March already.
Middle of March already. Hey, get me out of it. I want spring and I want, I got to remind you. Thanks to that bloke I met a couple of years ago from Seattle, I have this, you know, very warped opinion of Seattleites. So forgive me here. So I have to remind you, Bob, to change your clocks ahead tonight.
Yeah, I've been hearing reminders about that for a week or so.
Okay. So everybody change them ahead.
What did the other person you met from that area not remember to change their clocks?
He's like, oh, we don't do that in Seattle. We're sophisticated. We don't do that.
Oh yes, we do. The major metro that does not is Phoenix.
That's right. Yep. So they will be going on Mountain Time when the
the next several months, they are in the same time zone as us.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because yeah. I think that's right. No, wouldn't they be an hour ahead of you?
No, they're an hour ahead of us now.
Oh, they're an hour ahead of you now. Oh, okay. Oh, and darn that cat. I've got this cat. If I'm not paying attention to her, she pushes the button on one of my radios here.
I was telling Michael about that yesterday.
Oh, God. All right, cat, you. There we go. You were telling Michael about that yesterday. Oh, my gosh.
He
probably thought that was a hoop.
Yeah, because we were talking about different animals he was talking about I don't know how he got onto this, but he somehow was talking about a bird that a friend of his had as a pet that actually could learn to talk.
Oh wow. So yeah, radio shenanigans, and we've got more radio shenanigans to tell you about.
Yes, do we want to start in Seattle, being as...
Actually, we plan to start with a couple of updates. We will get to Seattle in the program. We are going chronologically, but we will get to Seattle in the program. But we have a couple of updates on a long-running saga. And so we'll get to that right now from Inside Radio. Royce International Broadcasting owner Ed Stalls may have regained control of his three FMs, but whether or not he will be able to continue to hold on to them will depend on how a pending Chapter 11 bankruptcy process moves forward. The latest challenge hinges on how long Royce will have to file a reorganization plan with the court, and whether the judge will choose an alternative course proposed by former receiver Larry Patrick. His plan would allow a pending deal to sell the stations to go forward. In the near term, Stalls asked the bankruptcy judge August Landis last month to give him more time to file a reorganization plan. At the time, what had been CHR's 92.7 The Revolution, KREV San Francisco, 104.3 now KFRH Las Vegas, and Hot Hits 97.7 KRCK Palm Springs, California, were not yet back under his control. Royce told the court that he needed more time to assess the physical and financial condition after the FMs had not been in his hands since a district court judge appointed Patrick as receiver in July 2020. The extensions that the debtors seek are neither indefinite nor being used to force any creditor to accept an undesirable plan, Stiles told the court. The extension is sought only because the debtors have inadequate information about the extent and condition of their radio station assets as needed in order to evaluate the best and more feasible plan. But Patrick is urging the judge to reject the request, saying it is part of Stiles' decade-long saga of using various legal moves due to the constant mismanagement of the stations and inability to pay their bills and fund their operations. Patrick says Stiles has a long history of using stalling tactics to avoid paying court-ordered judgments against him, a habit which led to the appointment of a receiver to sell the stations. To bolster his case, Patrick says his plan is ready to go and would pay all of Royce International Broadcasting's creditors in full. It would sell the three FMs to VCY America for $5 million, not the $6 million it originally agreed to pay. And the religious broadcaster would drop its claim that Stiles owns it $6,2700 in debt. That would be sufficient to cover the claims against Stiles, totaling $4,392,484, including the VCY claims, or $3,765,118 without. VCY had been airing its religious format on KREV, KFRH, and KRCK for months under a local marketing agreement with Patrick. But after the court ordered that Stiles be allowed to regain control, its lease came to an end. The proposed sale did not come along with Stiles' Soul AM talk, 790 talk now, KBET Las Vegas, which is also part of the bankruptcy process. Stiles has been fighting the potential process of his stations in a case that stems out of a copyright infringement lawsuit brought by several music companies against the Stiles stations. Stiles has paid the $1.3 million that was due to the copyright holders, whose case triggered the two-year battle. Fresh FCC headache for Stiles. Stiles may have regained his three FMs, but his Soul AM is not without its headaches too. The Federal Communications Commission has issued a notice of violation against 790 Talk Now, KBET. It said that the station had violated several of the FCC's tower site regulations. The notice, released Thursday, said that field agents from the Enforcement Bureau's Los Angeles office paid a visit to the KBET tower site on December 15th. They found the site around the station's tower site was unlocked. No fine has been issued, but Royce will need to spend time responding to the FCC notice. The FCC also notes that the Enforcement Bureau may yet issue a fine, too, against the stations. Well, if that wasn't all, ha, 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 here we go again. As of Friday, Royce International Broadcasting owner Ed Stiles says he is making progress, on returning his three FMs to the air, a month after a federal bankruptcy judge ordered he be put back in control of the stations. The first to return is what had earlier been Hot Hits 97.7 KRCK Palm Springs. But Stiles said, because the station staff was dismissed and programming agreements canceled while it was controlled by receiver Larry Patrick, KRCK has returned to the airwaves with a news talk format. It may be short-lived, however, as Stiles says in a court filing that he is working to restoring the agreement. KRCK-FM, as well as former CHRs 92.7 The Revolution and 104.3 Now Las Vegas, most recently aired VCY America's religious format as the religious broadcaster awaited approval of a $6 million deal to buy the FMs. After operating the trio with a $5,000 per month local marketing agreement since March 2021, VCY's lease came to an end last month after the court ordered that Stalls be allowed to regain control. I am also diligently working on reconstructing the Las Vegas station and expect to have that station back on the air in approximately 20 days, said Stalls. During the receiver's tenure, the San Francisco station lost its studio facility, its communication links, and its regular programming. Thus, after I get the Las Vegas station back on the air, I will focus on restoring San Francisco's operations and expect to have that station back on the air in early April. It is almost unheard of in the industry to rebuild and have stations back on the air this quickly, considering the condition of which I have found everything, he told the court. Stalls told bankruptcy judge August Landis that he is using his own money to relaunch his FMs, but his continued operation of the stations may be limited, and he suggests an eventual sale may be the end game. The radio stations are located in top broadcasting markets, and with the right marketing, they have the ability to command significantly more value than what the receiver has proposed, he said. Referencing the $6 million that VCY America has agreed to pay. In a sworn statement with the court, Stalls says that prior to Patrick being appointed by the court as a receiver in July 2020, he had hired a broker to sell KREV, but Stalls says no serious offer came in for the San Francisco station. If he does plan to sell, Stalls, who has owned and engineered radio stations in California and Nevada for the past four decades, apparently has some work cut out for that for him. He alleges that during the time he was not in control of the stations, they had been vandalized with equipment torn out and some assets moved from one FM to another. He claims the station's facilities were dismantled, neglected, and abandoned since VCY America was going to beam in its religious network from Milwaukee headquarters. The latest dispute, though, is over time. Stalls' attorneys are using his claims to back up their request, seeking more time to submit a reorganization plan. Once the stations are repaired and back on the air, and Stalls has more than a bare-bones financial account, they say he will have a better idea of how to move forward. Debtors intends to propose a thoughtful and feasible plan, disclosing the status of their assets, business operations, and their alleged creditors' claims, including those claims that are disputed, Stalls' attorneys told the court. But Patrick has urged the judge to reject the request, saying it is part of Stalls' decade-long saga to use various legal moves due to the constant mismanagement of the stations and inability to pay their bills and fund their operations. Patrick said that Stalls has a long history of using stalling tactics to avoid paying court-ordered judgments against him, a habit which led to the appointment of the receiver to stall the stations in the first place. To bolster his case, Patrick says his plan is ready to go and would pay all of Royce International's broadcasting creditors in full. Again, it would sell the stations for $5 million, not the $600 we've been talking about here, and the religious broadcaster would drop its claim that Stalls owes it $627,366. That would be sufficient to cover all of the claims against Stalls, totaling $4,300,092, including the VCY claims, or $3,765,118 without. So, wow. We thought this fast-moving saga was over. Maybe not?
Well, yeah, maybe not. Well, so it does answer the question of what these stations were doing, appears they were off the air, and as they are being rebuilt. So this kind of doesn't surprise me, to be honest, because you know, with Wistall's being in bankruptcy, they need a reorganization plan, and
right. But I mean, I get, like, to me, it seems like, all right, Patrick is not totally out of the game here.
Right.
I mean, he's not okay. He's not receiver anymore, but I think, you know, he's trying to do what he can to get these stations to VCY America. And, of, you know, so I think these two sides are still going at it. And I think they're going to go at it for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think, too, like, I don't know. I feel like once the reorganization plan is filed, if Stahls files that on time, I don't know what else he can do, but then again,
right. You never know. You never know. I mean, they get so on and on and on it goes.
And yeah.
When this ends, nobody knows.
You got that right.
All right. So instead, we'll press the rewind button in Kansas. Eagle Communications has flipped AAA 92.7, the X translator, KQLA HD2, Ogden, Kansas, to Classic Country Rewind 92.7. The new format is focusing on music from the 1990s, positioned as 90s and more. It creates a flanker to the primary Q Country 103.5, brand heard on 103.5 KQLA. The translator had flipped from classic hits Q Prime in January 2021. Innovative approach here. The 90s and more. I mean, we've seen 90s based country, but the 90s and more coming country.
Yeah, there you go.
So, again, definitely something to check out if you are interested.
Yes.
All right. Well, Bob, how well do you know Jack?
I guess okay.
I don't know. I guess apparently he doesn't like you very much. Because
I guess not. I don't blame him. I don't like him very much either.
I figure not. But apparently he kicked you out of Wichita Falls, Texas.
Yeah.
He gave you an eviction order. Yeah. So here's the deal with this. After nearly a month of stunting as just 100.9 FM, teasing the disappearance of Bob, Falls Media relaunched KWFB Holiday, Wichita Falls, as 100.9 Jack FM. The change comes from a switch from a locally programmed playlist to the national Jack FM playlist. Not much to say about that.
Yeah, no, disappointing. I would have thought since they were locally automating Bob, they would locally program Jack. Why?
Oh, because it's cheaper. And the satellite does it for you.
Yeah, but doesn't Bob have a satellite?
It does.
I don't know either.
But but that's not all that Jack was up to.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know, he's been a busy beaver.
Yes, he has.
All right, so we're going to Pennsylvania.
Yes, the station that we played the audio of last week on the program.
Yes, we did. So, Leitner Communications has launched the Jack FM Variety Hits brand on 1260 WPHB Phillipsburg, 104.3 Translator, State College, Pennsylvania. WPHB is now simulcasting Leitner's 1400 WYUP Loretta and 107.1 Altoona as 107.1, 104.3 Jack FM. WYUP has featured the Jack FM brand since November 2018. Owner Matt Leitner tells Radio Insight that WPHB will break away for local sports and community events and may eventually have separate commercials and localized content for each market. In State College, the new format positions the station between Forever Media's trio of Hot AC, Magic 93.7, WMAJ, Classic Rock 99.5, The Bus, WBUS, and Classic Hits, Happy 103.1, WAPY, as well as Seven Mountains Media's Hot AC 95.3, 3WZ, WZWW. All right, so there you go.
So, yeah, we were speculating Variety Hits. Satellite Fed.
Yeah, so am I, honestly. I feel like the format changes that have come out this week are, to me at least, are very disappointing.
Yeah, there really isn't much to like, be excited about.
There really isn't much that I'm like, oh my god, whoopee!
Right.
Right. Like, no. So, yeah. That is a thing. Yeah. Now, there is something I am kind of excited about here in Louisiana taking place. As Delta Media Corporation has launched the MeTV FM brand on two of its stations. Oldies, The Rewind, 1330, KVOL, 97.7 Translator. Lafayette makes the shift to 97.7, 1330, MeTV FM. While 105.3, KSLO-FM, drops its regional Mexican La Caliente 105.3 brand for 105.3 MeTV FM. The changes create cross-promotion with Delta Media's MeTV Acadiana, KLWB-TV near New Iberia. So, two more MeTVs.
Yeah.
Available.
Yeah, the brand seemed to slow its expansion for a bit, but now it seems to be picking up again.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's really hope so. Because, yeah, this is a brand worth picking up. I don't like how automated it is. Although, actually, I did hear 96.7 Plattsburgh running John Tesh in Morning Drive.
Oh, that's strange.
I thought it was cool. Like, wow. Okay.
Okay.
That I can live with.
Yeah, I could live with that.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. But there you go. So we will go to Fort Myers, Florida. Sun Broadcasting has launched Rock 103.3 on a translator, 93.7. WHEL-HD2, Fort Myers. Overseen by former 93X WXNX program director Anthony Roach Prophet, the brand fills an opening created by Sun's flip of WXNX to country in September 2020. The 36-watt translator had been simulcasting Fox Sports FM translator 92.5 WFSX HD2 in the market. So it sounds like, I mean, the rock, there was an outcry from the rock audience, and now they've got a rock home, but on a lesser powered signal. Now, I think this is good enough to serve that niche.
Okay.
In the market. I mean, country is going to do better than rock in an area like that.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised it took them this long to launch that.
I know. So am I.
Because remember though,
that was replaced by this alternative Gelly format or whatever it was.
That's right.
And then that went away.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you ever get to hear that? Because I never got to hear that.
No. That never, according to what I get from what I understand, that never streamed.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no. Yeah, we'll see how long this lasts. I mean, I think you're right, but I wonder if there's a better signal to put that on.
Could be. So Bob, we're gonna go to your home turf now.
Yes.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do this one story at a time. One story at a time here. In the world of sports radio in Seattle, Bonneville has rebranded Sports 710 Seattle to Seattle Sports. No lineup changes accompany the rebranding, which came amidst expectations of iHeartMedia moving 950 KJR to 93.3. Which was most recently operating as Hip Hop Cube. Cairo, K-I-R-O, is the local flagship for the NFL Seattle Seahawks and MLB Seattle Mariners. The Mariners. Now, okay, so, I mean, I guess, what, just a simple rebranding here, not much to see?
Yeah, no, not really much to see. It sounds like they're really trying to promote... to promote their digital platforms here and building up their making Seattle Sports not just a radio station, but a cross-platform brand here, but not really much to see.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but it's always good to check with the experts.
Yeah, no, I don't really think there's much. That discussion got very little traction on the Seattle board, especially with the big news that we're going to get to.
Yeah, as of right now, the biggest and I think one of the dumbest moves in Seattle radio, in my opinion, but it's just my opinion. The dumbest thing since they killed Click. But then again, Click was very poorly run. So, you know, what do you want?
Yeah, that thing, that thing was terribly run. Had they kept with one thing, then, yeah, that could have
been. Of course, well, what am I talking about? I still want Gen X Radio in Seattle.
That's so true. Yeah,
I don't know what you want there. Oh, boy. After 18 days of stunting to redirect listeners to Sister Hits 106.1 KBKS-FM, iHeartMedia has flipped 93.3 KUBE to a simulcast of Sports 950 KJR. The flip brings KJR back to FM as it was previously heard on 102.9 from 2011 to 2013. Is the first full-powered FM sports signal in market as KJR competes against Bonneville's just rebranded Seattle Sports 710 Cairo. Ahead of the launch, Cube was inserting sweepers that there were 2 days left in the free preview of the KBKS simulcast. But it appears as the move was accelerated by the Seattle Seahawks trading Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos. Whatever.
Yes, Mid-day that was home. A major story in the Seattle sports world.
Okay. Makes absolutely no sense to me, but then again, I don't follow the... So there you go. Midday hosts Jason Puckett and Jim Moore stated that 950 KJR will debut a new format in about a month. KJR is the local home of the Seattle Creighton NHL And in the January 2022 ratings, KJR had a 1.6 share, while Cairo had a 2.8 as home of the Seahawks and Mariners. And there you go. So big news, dumb news. I have no more to say about it. I was not buying this. And they did it. They went ahead and did it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't either. And then yes, they went ahead and did it.
They should.
Yeah, the Russell Wilson story was a huge story in Seattle sports. There had been rumors floating around for several months that Wilson was going to be traded. He was always adamant that he would stay in Seattle, and then that news came and shocked everybody. Perfect timing on iHeart's part to launch a new sports station. As for what 950 is going to do, 950, National Fox Sports Radio, probably some sports betting content in there. The speculation is that 1090 might flip to conservative talk. I don't know that iHeart can do that, though, because I thought most of iHeart's product was on 770.
Yes. Although, remember, they also 850 was a conservative talker for a while.
That is true. I forgot about that. I don't remember what that thing was running.
I don't either, but I mean, it was stuff from iHeart, but it was some of their third tier stuff.
That you're right. I had forgotten about that because.
So I mean, it could go back to that template. It 1090 could go to that template.
That's true. I had completely forgotten about that. Yeah, shows how important 850 that 850 signal is.
Well, to you, yeah, it's not that important to you, but yeah,
right.
Tell that to the poor sap in Tacoma, who you know depends on it.
I don't know that signal barely shows up in the ratings.
Watch. I'm gonna get an email from somebody in Tacoma. I asked the 850 and you called me a sap.
I think the odds of that are fairly slim. Being being as 850. Being as 850 shows up in the ratings maybe half the time. I mean, yeah, but I had forgotten that it was conservative talk, and I guess that recovery coast to coast thing that they were running. I guess that was programmed out of 850. I'll have to look at that lineup and see if I'll have to see if I can find that lineup. And see if that would be a possibility.
Right. You know, I'm checking the comments to see if there's anything about that or if it's all let's see. Okay. It's just Lance and some other guy going back and forth in the comments. No speculation there. So
okay.
I definitely think now 950 should go to a new format. And the 950, if 950 does go Fox Sports and betting, the dominoes will fall. That will affect 1090.
Yes, and from what the boards are saying, 950 will remain in sports in some form.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I buy that. I can, I mean, I, what they, now the problem is going to be if 93.3 is going to promote itself as, you know, sports at 93.3 KJR FM, that could be a problem. Because I mean, that's the Jets territory.
Right. There is speculation the calls might move. I have not seen anything official.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't know. If I were iHeart, and I'm not, I would do oldies on 950. I keep the KJR calls, do oldies on 950.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not iHeart, so.
Right.
Do I know? So, I mean, that's the big story. So, I mean, do I don't know. Do you have any other golden nuggets of analysis for us?
At the moment, no. This is going to be interesting to see how well this does over the medium to long term. I have no idea when the contracts are up for the Mariners and the Seahawks. That will definitely be interesting to see. Do one or both of those teams decide that, okay, now that 93.3 is on FM, do they jump ship from Cairo?
Right. As I said off air, I don't think the Mariners will. I don't think the Mariners will unless iHeart can guarantee them a SkyWave signal somewhere in the network.
Yeah, I think that could be. I don't know how that would work, because like 750 and 950, while they are not clears per se, they are. So do you know if 710 in LA carries any sports? Any MLB play-by-play?
MLB? No. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, because that 750 in Portland is fairly comparable to 710 in LA, and then 950 is a regional B, I guess I'm going to call it. So it's a...
Okay. Well, keep in mind, though. All right, 750 is Alpha.
Yes.
So I don't
know. That carries the Mariners.
That carries the... Okay. Okay. So, I mean, that could be good enough for the... I don't know. I still have my doubts, but, I mean, I guess we'll have to see what happens with the baseball.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to see that for... Like I said, I don't know when the contract is up, so that could be several years down the road.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily, quite easily. Oh, there.
Did you just knock your microphone over?
I did. I'm dumb. All right. So, let's play a game.
Okay.
This game is let's go to California and make Bob cry.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Let's do that. Educational Media Foundation has begun operating Redwood Empire Stereocaster CHR 106.3 The Beat KJZY Santa Rosa, with the station now running the Contemporary Worship Air One Network. Owner Gordon Slott told the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, "We are basically leasing the frequency to the Educational Media Foundation based in Rockland near Sacramento. And in regards to the CHR brand, we couldn't get any traction on that front. It was going nowhere for us." The network affiliation agreement filed with the FCC shows that EMF will pay $6,800 per month to lease the station starting May 1st under a 3-year term. The deal can be renewed for two additional terms, with the second from May 25 to May 28 at the same monthly rate, and with the third being a 4-year term from May 28 to April 2032 at $7,200 a month. Both will auto-renew unless EMF gives a 120-day cancellation notice. EMF's K-Love network originated in the Santa Rosa market and continues to be heard on 91.9 KLVR in Middletown.
Okay.
All right. So a little more information here. The Beat CHR format debuted in July 2019 on 93.7 KJZY. In August 2019, running Jam Tracks Media's club mixed oriented Espen FM format. It was moved to 106.3 in February 20 and has been running Westwood One's CHR format ever since.
Okay, so Westwood One, so a very, very recurrent / gold based CHR, anyway.
Yes.
In this project that I've been doing here, which when I started it, I did not realize it would be so big, but it's actually gotten smaller in the last couple of, actually I've lost two stations out of it this week.
How come?
Well, due to format changes.
Oh, okay. So they were just formats you didn't want to hear. Basically.
Well, so basically the way my project works is if a station goes talk or changes languages, it gets deleted.
Okay.
And so, you know, 93.3 Seattle, 106.1 Philadelphia were both lost this week.
Yes, they were. Oh, that's right. They were on your, okay, yes.
Yes, they were on my list. Yeah, but like I'm getting a little tired. Like maybe it's because I'm a little older now. I'm getting a little tired of you know, I'm not tolerating CHR quite as much as I used to. Like when I was younger, I would eat it up, and you know, I wouldn't care that I heard the same song 3 hours ago. But now it's like, seriously, I heard this yesterday.
Yeah. Good point. Like. God, I was there when I was 14. You know, like,
right.
Okay, I'm tired of this already. But yeah. So that's what's happened there. Another Air One station.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if assuming we're still on the air in April of 2032, I wonder if EMF will eventually buy this thing.
Oh, I think they'll buy it before then. I think they'll buy it long before then.
Oh, yeah. Really? You don't think they will renew the agreements until then? And then?
Huh? Not if it costs them a little, you know, a tiny bit more money in the short run to buy the thing and then own it outright. No.
Okay.
I think eventually they'll buy it, and it'll be before it runs out.
Okay.
All right. So we will go back to Texas, going to Texas in the Dallas market. VCY America has closed on its $9.2 million purchase of 103.3 ESPN Dallas, KESN, from ESPN Incorporated. With the closing of the deal on Wednesday, VCY America launched its Christian Preaching Network programming around 10:30 p.m. The station becomes VCY's second station in Texas, joining 92.7 KVCE in Lubbock. With the pending acquisition of 104.7 KTXC Midland, Texas, set to be the third. KVTD call letters are pending.
Okay.
So there we go with that. Moving to more sales, this time in Virginia. Educational Media Foundation will acquire Oldies 106.9 WZZI Roanoke, Virginia from Tom Robinson's WVJT WLLC for $118,750,000. The deal will include a network affiliation agreement that will take effect on or before March 15th. The company sold WZZI Simulcaster 103.9 WHTU to Gary Burns KSM Holdings LLC last month for $325,000. So, Educational Media Foundation getting another station.
Yeah.
Out of the deal. So, you know, you expect that to become a thing.
Yeah.
Couple more sales. Here, where do I want to go with this? Not here. Not here either. Not there either. One more. Aha. All right. We're going to, I believe it's Oregon now. I don't think you have much to say about this. Okay. Christian, but changing languages.
Oh, yes. This one.
Yes. So the Growing Christian Foundation acquires 90.5 KGIO Astoria from Centro Cristiana de la Familia for $80,000. So basically, the Spanish network is programming now. I think that's going to go away.
Yes.
Welcome to, I forget what that network is they run.
Positive Life Radio.
Positive Life Radio. That's what I think it's going to be.
Either that, or they'll locally program it as Joy FM like they're doing in Spokane. I'm actually really surprised that didn't just join the network, but
so am I, honestly. Honestly, so am I. But no, it didn't. It didn't. All right. So, well, we're going back to a couple of places here before we hit the big one here. We're going to Pennsylvania and Forever Media. They will flip classic hits Wilbur 1270 WLBR Lebanon, Pennsylvania to conservative talk on Monday, March 15th. WLBR will continue to feature its local morning show hosted by Laura LeBeau from 6 to 9 a.m. The rest of the day will include the following syndicated talkers: Mike Gallagher from 9 to noon, Dan Bongino from 12 to 3 p.m., Ben Shapiro 3 to 5 p.m., Michael Knowles 5 to 6, Dave Ramsey 6 to 9, Ken Coleman 9 to 10, Jim Bohannon 10 to 1, and Red Eye Radio overnight. WLBR will continue to also carry Philadelphia Phillies baseball, Penn State football, and high school football and basketball. The format change marks a return to what WLBR had been presenting until Forever took over the station and debuted the Wilbur brand in April of 2020. The station, which serves portions of the Harrisburg, Lebanon market, had a 0.8 share in the January ratings. So, no more Wilbur.
Ah, darn.
Yeah, I know, right? So, one innovative, let's say goodbye to that innovative brand.
And
yeah. And we can say goodbye to another innovative brand in Texas.
Yeah, this was disappointing.
Yeah. Nearly 2 years to the day after it rebranded as 101 The Beard, Alpha Media and their 101.1 KONE Lubbock has returned to its heritage Rock 101 branding. The station continues to feature a hard-leaning classic rock playlist from the 70s to 2000s. The station runs the Billy Madison Show in mornings, Dave Fernandez in middays, Greg Beharrell's show in afternoons, and nights with Alice Cooper, K-O-N-E, had relaunched as 101 The Beard on March 12th, 2020.
Okay.
That's sad. No, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, The Beard, okay, Rock 101 is, yes, simple, memorable, but The Beard is a much more unique branding. I mean, how many Rock 101s are there? 100 of them, it seems.
Yeah, we definitely need more innovative, definitely more innovative branding.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for the big news. One that took everybody by surprise. This is as of March 8th. A format change took place at iHeartMedia's Soft AC 106. Excuse me. 106.1 The Breeze. WISX Philadelphia. WISX spent some time simulcasting sister CHR Q102 WIOQ outside of a banner outside of the station's website under construction now playing Philly's number one hit music station. There are no references to the 106.1 frequency being made on air or anywhere else. Morning host Valerie Knight has posted a video acknowledging that she has been let go with the impending format change. WISX ranked 10th in the Philadelphia market with a 3.3 share in the January ratings. Now, this change was definitely not permanent. As of the 10th, I believe it was. Yes, 3/10.
Friday. It was Friday.
No, this would have been Thursday. At noon, the station shifted its stunt from its simulcast of WIOQ to a nonstop loop of Bad Bunny and Spanish language promos for its new format launching on the 11th. The sweepers generally translate to a new station is coming to Philadelphia, a new station for Latinos coming tomorrow at noon. And sure enough, on that tomorrow, which was the 11th at noon, iHeartMedia launched Spanish CHR Rumba 106.1 on WISX Philadelphia. Branding as number one par reggaeton en verdad. The station is launching with 10,000 songs commercial-free. I'm going to butcher these. Oh, God. Core artists are Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Karol G, Mark Anthony. The Rumba brand was previously utilized on Spanish Tropical Rumba 104.5 WUBA before a brief run from August 2006 to May 2007. Before being moved to 1480 until November 2011, the first attempt at Rumba coincided with the shift of ratings from Diary to PPM and the changing competitive landscape in Philadelphia. It made the launch of alternative on the frequency possible. Now, this analysis comes from Radio Insight. There are currently multiple smaller AMs and translators filling the Spanish CHR and tropical niches in the market. Two of which show up in the ratings. Mega Philadelphia LLC's Mega 105.7, 1310 WEMG at a 0.8, while EM Broadcasting's La Calais 99.9, 1340 WHAT 99.9 translator holds a 0.5. The combined 1.3 share would rank ahead of WTDY-FM and WRNB-FM and doesn't include potential audience that can be gained from other stations, including those in the adjacent Trenton and Wilmington markets. When Rumba 104.5's ratings were in the low 2 shares, according to Insight, would not appear now as bad now as they did then, and the Hispanic population in the Philadelphia market now accounts for 10% of the market. So a big shift that, I mean, like, look, nobody saw it coming.
No, nobody saw it coming.
Absolutely nobody. Wow.
Yeah. Either wow. This is going to do very, very well, or it's going to be a huge flop.
Yes, yes. You know, I think with this on FM, and, you know, especially now that PPM is more established, this could do well, but yeah. I don't know. It seems like ever since 106.1 dropped Smooth Jazz, this has been a very, very troubled frequency.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it seems like every market has one, although I was thinking about this last night. It seems like they change every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, although it seems like they're getting fewer and fewer.
This is true.
Yeah. Thank you, Caleb. but yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Wow. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't really have much to say about this either, but yeah, nobody saw this coming.
No.
I figured, okay, 10th, that's not a terrible
place to be. That's not an awful place to be, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think we'll see in probably 2 years or so, I think we'll have a better idea of whether this is doing well or
not. Yeah, or whether or not this is a flop. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, everybody, that's the news.
Yeah, wow. Let's see what 2 minutes. Dude, and we have about 2.5 minutes left.
2.5 minutes. All right. All right. Now this was an average. Okay. This was a respectable news week.
Yes.
You know, we're not cramming, but we're not.
Yeah, no, the last 2 weeks have been not too bad. I mean, with playing that video last week, it filled just enough time. I think
exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad we played it. I am. I'm really glad we played it. I'm disappointed in what the format turned out to be, but what do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think, you know, we'll get a really good, whopping, interesting format by Memorial Day, I think. I don't know where from. I don't know who from, but you know, something in radio has definitely got to like give, and I think it is going to happen. Just don't know who from yet, or
yeah,
where's or why's.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I don't know. We can only see what next week brings.
And, yeah.
Yeah. There you are. I don't know. You want to end it here?
Sure.
All right. So this is Clearing the Static. I am the Radio Kid signing off. And saying we'll talk to you next week, everybody.
No, you're not going to do a video didn't kill the radio star?
I don't have one this week.
Oh, darn. Well, yeah. All right. I guess we just generically end it then. Bye.
Independently owned and operated by Serena Alexia Kyle. CTS Productions. Clearing the static to bring you great radio.